All right, real proud of our performance in prime time tonight. Thought our team played very well in all three phases throughout the evening. Not perfect by a long stretch, but really a good, solid physical effort. And we feel like we've strengthened ourselves in the trenches, and I think it showed tonight against a really good football team. So I'm really, really proud of our guys. You know, it was good to get, big win heading into our bye week. It's basically, we're a little bit past the halfway point, but, call it the halfway point where we're getting our bye. And it's nice to go into the bye with a win. And now we'll need to handle ourselves well during the bye and come out as healthy as possible and be able to take care of business in the second half of the year. So but I'm really proud of our guys. Really, really happy for them. A lot of hard work. And a lot of effort, and as I told him, we've got a lot of things we've got to fix, but we'll do it with a smile on our face. So, questions?
Jack, how would you explain the defensive turnaround
over the last couple of weeks? What's gotten so much better? A lot of things, communication, tackling, when you do it right, we've got good people, and we're learning how to trust each other a little more and more. We should continue to grow. I mean, really, it's gotten better, but honestly, it's still has a ways to go, in my opinion, and it will get better. Yeah, it was a physical night. A very talented front seven for Denver. They're tough to run against. Our guys, I thought, really attacked it. Well, went after him and ran the ball and ran it effectively enough to be able to stay with it. And Derek made some big throws, allowed us to move the chains and continue to run it. So, in the run game, typically I've told you guys before, you've got to be able to convert third downs in order to run it more, get more opportunities. And I thought Derek did a real nice job in some critical moments of doing just that in the passing game. And then, obviously, we were very physical up front. We had one time we let Vaughn run around the edge on us. I think that was the only time that maybe we didn't give him the kind of attention that we know we have to give him. So. Well, I certainly we're making progress. And like I said, I think we all understand. I think that locker room understands we have work to do, things we want to be better at that we need to be better at as we go through this year. But certainly tonight, a really solid performance, a big win here at home. And, like I said, I'm proud of the guys. Well, I think it just we're growing to expect success now. I think we know we're a good team. We focus really hard on our preparation throughout the week. The guys were really on point, like they have been each week. And so the process of preparing to play well is critical, and that's where we've been able to hone in and make improvements and. Get some of the details down, and then come out and put together good performances.
It's kind of win, prime time, division opponent, fourth division. What kind of statement do you think it makes about this team?
We've got win number seven. We've got to put some wins together, stack up wins the best we can. And that's a good football team. We'll see them again late in the year. And, meanwhile, we're going to play a bunch of other games. So, for us, it's just about continuing the process. We'll come in and work Wednesday and Thursday, and then we'll have a long weekend. The league almost mandates what you do, now anymore. So, anyway, we'll get a couple days of work in, and we'll expect to be smart with the time off and come back together and be ready to roll in the second half. Sorry.
Thank you.
Well, we'll get into that when we get back together on Wednesday this week, because I gave him Tuesday off. But we'll do what we always do. We just tell the truth when we get back together. We talk about the game. We review it, and point out the good things, point out the things that need to be better, and we go forward. And that's really how we do it, whether we're happy, smiling, after a win, or whether we're down and didn't do enough to win. So, that's the process that I'm speaking of, and it's really important that we stay with that process and continue to grow as a team. And after 9 weeks, you're nowhere near where you need to be toward the end of the season, so we have to continue to grow and improve. Well, yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is to find a way to get a win. I'm certainly very proud of our front. We've invested a lot in our front. We've committed to being a physical team. And, that was a great opportunity to kind of illustrate that. But not much beyond that. That's huge. That's some of that complimentary football that I've talked about up here after some of the games, where defense goes three and out, gets a three and out, we force the field or the punt. We get good field position there. We're right around midfield. When we're having to punt, we're pinning them deep because of execution in all three phases. And really that's that complimentary football, and playing with that kind of field position is huge for your football team. Reminded me back when my dad would let me come with him every now and then. The crowd was terrific. The crowd was it was electric. The Raider Nation showed up, and I'm so pleased to deliver the kind of performance they deserve. We gave them a great performance. We were well prepared, and we were physical and tough, and we were smart, and that's what we're looking for. He did a nice job. I think he got the hat trick, scoring three touchdowns, and. We narrowly missed on the one that was called back on the passing touchdown, but I know he had three running touchdowns. I thought he ran hard. I thought the line gave the backs room to run. I thought the backs ran hard.